Murfreesboro is about to begin a major overhaul of one of its oldest public housing developments. It's using the same approach as Nashville, borrowing against the value of the land. Yet, despite the project's smaller size, the challenge remains of finding residents new places to live as the agency tears down and rebuilds the complex. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
Oakland Court is a small, sleepy complex. Driving through the neighborhood of tidy lawns and compact brick homes, you may not even realize it's public housing. Lily Mays is 63 years old, and she's lived in Oakland Court for 19 years, where she keeps a tidy garden filled with tulips and a collection of wind chimes.
And I really like where I'm at. I'm on the corner. Ain't nobody bothering me. I ain't had to worry about no, you know. And I just really enjoy living where I live at.
Mays is still waiting to hear more about the plan to demolish and rebuild her neighborhood. And while she likes the idea of new homes and new amenities, she doesn't like the idea of moving.
Well, I'm not excited. I like where I'm at.
The housing authority says the first phase of construction will begin next year and take about 18 months to complete. Before that, though, many residents will have to move out temporarily. Housing Authority Chief Thomas Rowe says finding new apartments for people is one of the biggest challenges, besides securing the money needed to complete the project. Since the city's public housing is limited, some residents will be placed in the private market.
Relocation is a big challenge as we move forward. There's not a lot of affordable housing here to work with.
When all is completed in 2023, Oakland Court will have doubled in size, from 76 units to 150. Most or all, Rowe says, will remain low income. For WPLN News, I'm Mariba Knight.